Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Pod of Rock, eurem Podcast-Magazin rund um Metal, Rock und allem drumherum. Präsentiert von EMP. Wir drehen den Verstärker für euch auf 11 und zwar jede Woche. Und jetzt viel Spaß mit einer neuen Episode Pod of Rock und eurem Host Josef Lex.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen, ich bin's mal wieder, euer Lieblings-Josef. Ja, ihr hattet es schon erwartet, es ist eine neue Woche, also auch eine neue Podcast-Episode. Und in dieser Podcast-Episode habe ich jemanden dabei, der mich so ein bisschen vor eine Herausforderung stellt. Nämlich ist diese Band kurz vor ihrem Debütalbum, das am 1. November erscheinen wird. Da habe ich mir den zauberhaften Björn von der Band Arktis mal geschnappt, um mal drüber zu reden, wie so der Prozess ist, wenn man in diesen Tunnel der Musikindustrie einsteigt. Und ich hoffe, wir kommen auf ein paar interessante Antworten. Hello, Björn. It's nice to have you on the show.
I understood almost everything you said, but you're quite fast in your German.
Thank you very much. I try to be also very fast in my English.
Your English is great.
Thank you, sir. Björn, you are playing guitar in the band Arktis, and I would like to ask you a few questions. For instance, you are like pre-release of your debut album, your first album that you released with the band Arktis. How is that process, the first album, producing the first album with a new band?
Yeah, it's quite exciting because we started out making a third album with our first band, but in the process we kind of saw that this is going so in such a different direction that we felt that we need to think it over again, and then we started Arktis. So that's what we did. We formed the band when we had started writing the songs to a former band. So that's how that came about. And we started this process in like end of 2017 or 2018. And then we wrote the record and made everything. And then, of course, COVID happened. So we didn't release the stuff when it was done. So we had to wait a bit.
I watched, I believe, most of your YouTube shorts and some other videos regarding your band, and within that process you also stumbled upon the pop music aspect that you integrated into your band. How did that come about?
Yeah, it felt like we wanted to do something really different from what we usually did. The stuff that we made before was quite hard and dark, but we felt that we need to get something new here. And with Arktis, we came to this little formula that what if we put heavy guitars and drums and bass and top it off with the pop side, you know, the synths from the pop world and the vocals from the pop world. So that's the pop side that we have there. It's like a metal band with a pop crown, if you will.
I listened to your album, and for some reason I cannot get the image of... Have you ever seen the movie Snowpiercer?
Yes, I've seen it.
The whole album, I had like the image of the Snowpiercer train, but in a very dystopian cyberpunk setting in my mind. Are there any references or connections to the cyberpunk or science fiction genre within your music?
Definitely to the science fiction and the cyberpunk. Good that you mentioned Snowpiercer. I will mention that to the rest of the guys because that's really a good analogy. Yeah, but we have lots of inspirations from that because we felt when we did Arktis that we wanted to do something different with this this Arctic scenery, you know, and all the stuff that we incorporate into the music. We wanted it to be more futuristic rather than traditional in that sense, if you know what I mean. We wanted to bring to show that, yeah, you can have nature, but you can contrast that with the technological stuff, like the some techno synths, etc. Mix that with strings and violins. It makes a really nice mix, which is, in my personal opinion, I think it's quite interesting and new.
It is. I had always that soundtrack-esque epical feeling while listening through the album, especially with the song "Frozen Swan" was the song that was like really really pompous, building itself up, and just never seemed to stray away from that cinematic feeling. I really 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 liked that. Getting to a more esoteric question. Building the setting up the building bricks for your band, was there any point within your journey that you tried to integrate some new elements into the music that didn't work out, and which aspects, which ideas were those?
I once tried to put in a saxophone into one of our songs, but it got a hard no from the rest of the band. I tried to sample a saxophone into the song, but it became too much. It felt like it was making a joke out of itself, you know.
Okay, the saxophone were not working out for some reason. I still believe in some parts of the album a saxophone would have very well worked.
Yeah, well, I got a new shot now when we're making the second album. I can see if I can make it fit there.
You're already working on the second album?
Yes, we are working on that because as I said, we didn't release the first album when we were done during COVID because it wouldn't have made sense because we would have not been able to go out and play. So we've written songs all the time, so we are at the moment making and preparing the second album as well.
You will be on tour in November with Apocalyptica, as I just grabbed from my info sheet. What is your connection with that band, and how did that tour come together?
Well, when I grew up listening to metal in the early 2000s, I actually listened to a bit to Apocalyptica, and they were one of the big emerging bands from that era. So my connection to them is that I have always, watched them from the side, going their journey. And it's a big honor for us to go and play with Apocalyptica because I view them as one of the true, Finnish legacy bands that you have, like Nightwish, Him, Apocalyptica, etc. So yeah, that's our connection to them, that we have grown up listening to their music. So it's a dream come true, to go and play with them. And the tour actually came to be, or let's say that our chance to join them on tour came through the management for us. It's our management fixed us on that slot.
Your band is very ice and cold themed. What is your favorite thing to do in the winter?
I'm not really a big fan of winter that myself. I actually prefer, summer, spring, and autumn. But if there is something nice with winter, it's when in Finland we have this phenomenon that you can have frost in the trees, that they almost look like crystal trees. So that's quite pretty. But otherwise than that, walking around on the ice is kind of nice, in Finland, because at least where we live, we're next to the sea. So you can walk out and you have a free horizon because you can't actually see Sweden, from where we live. So it's like being on an alien landscape. So walking on ice, I would say that's my favorite thing.
Alien landscapes are a pretty good segue to my next question. Your album art represents I believe it's a tower of ice and rocks in the middle of nowhere with a crown on it. Earlier in the interview, you said that your band is a metal band with a pop music crown on it. Do those two things, the statement about your band being a pop metal band with a pop crown on it and the album artwork, go together somehow? Is there any connection?
Yeah, it intertwines with that, and also that we Alvais is our ice queen. You know, it's she's absolutely the leader of the band. You know, the front woman. So the crown is for her also, but the pop crown is definitely part of the whole aesthetics there.
Ice Queen is also a very funny title for your lead singer. The only other Ice Queen that I can remember is the one from Frozen. What is your favorite song out of that musical?
Could it be Let It Be? You know, could it be the song that I hear every time with kids around, you know? Could it be that song? Yeah, I've heard it too much. I don't even want to say the name of the song.
it's the very popular one that everyone has already heard.
Well, you can't get it out of your head once you hear it.
Which one of your songs do you believe will be stuck in the heads of your fans as soon as they hear it the first time?
That's a hard question, but I think one of the upcoming songs will actually be one of the, or I hope so, because you know it's always funny, you know, if something sticks, you know, and people start to walk around and sing it, you know. That's, but I think it's one of the upcoming, you know, songs. I think it might be the number three or something like that.
The number three. I will check my cheat sheet. God damn it, English language. I will check my cheat sheet. Which one was number three? That one was number three. All right.
I think not the track listing. I was talking about in the order of releasing.
I will see later, and I hopefully will have that also stuck in my head. Setting up your new band based on the works you had with the band you were in before, what were the things that you brought over from the old band?
Pretty much everyone who is in Arctis played in the previous band as well, and sound-wise, I would say that we've revamped a lot, but you know, we still have these big guitars. That's something that's never gonna go away, because I'm a big fan of Rammstein myself. So you know, once you've heard those thundering guitars, you won't want to make them smaller, you know.
What is the tool you will have on tour, and then that you had in the studio that you cannot live without, that exemplifies the sound of the guitars in the band Arctis?
Well, it will probably be my Eclipse guitars, you know, live, my ESP Eclipse or whatever I take out from there, because I can't really, that's my favorite, you know. I'm a traditional guy. I like Les Pauls, I have Gibsons and everything, I love them, but I really, really, really sync with the ESP guitars, because they are so comfortable to play, so I can play them all night and I don't feel worn out in the hands. They're really ergonomic.
Usually at the end of my podcast episodes, Alva, hey, hello there. No problem, Alva. That is no problem. We were already getting into the later sections of the interview, but since you're here, I can also grab some fresh questions. Just give me a second. Firstly, Alva, thank you for also being here.
Yeah, I wanted to come earlier, but it was not possible.
And thank you for being here. You both are probably very busy setting up the promotion stage for your album right now. So I'm very glad to be a part of that.
Yeah, it's happening a lot actually, and it's like interviews before and after we are at some other work also, so it's busy.
It sounds like a lot of stress.
Well, my heart is beating a bit, but I'm okay.
Alva, since you're here, what if you could take the fictional role of a fictional character and paint it onto the person, the job you have within your band, which character would that be? Because I believe there's already an answer to that. That Björn handed me over. And I would love to hear your interpretation of your fictionalized idea of the role you have within the band.
Oh, tough one. Oh my. Well, I'm kind of an ice queen that you know already. And to find that ice queen a bit, I had to take a bit of a both a bit emotional character, but and kind of like a big mother, so to say, that cares for her gang and for nature, actually, for the world. But also she's very like cold and her own, like she lives a bit in her own world as well. And I can't say that I have any fictional character that I think about when I think about my Ice Queen character. But I would take a little bit of Maria Brink from In This Moment and put together with someone that is a bit more happy and wild also because I'm pretty like jolly and loud myself. Yeah, it's a good mix of both a lot of depth and seriousness but also this person that goes a bit wild and likes to have fun as well. Yeah, I think that's kind of the answer I can give right now.
That's a beautiful answer.
Yeah.
I also would like to ask you guys which part of the process of setting up the album did you two prefer the most? What was your shining moment within the production of the album?
Finishing it.
Yeah. Finally. Yeah, like the last details and finally be able to wrap every song up. That was a very nice moment. And it felt like now I have given what I can give to this song and I'm happy now. So, yeah.
I was not prepared for you jumping into the interview a little later, so I already pumped out a slew of, I believe, very sufficient questions. But usually at the end of my podcast, I like to ask my interview partners if there is anything that they never had the chance to talk about within a interview or a podcast or any medium or within their own music that they always wanted to talk about, and we could just grab that topic and ride along with that one.
Oh. Oh. Well, we're kind of in the start with everything with Arctis, so it's like all the questions are pretty fresh. It's not like I'm missing something already. I think it will be coming later, but yeah, I don't know.
Then I will turn the question a little bit around. When stumbling into your next interview, what question would you love the interview partner to ask you?
I think we've had really great questions this far, you know. I think everything is great. I haven't had any bad questions.
That's very beautiful. Thank you so much, Björn. But I would really like to hear if there is anything within the essence of your music that you would really love to communicate. And sometimes dudes like me, like myself, just stumble around that topic and don't get to the point of it. And I would like to not have that problem and just be informed.
You want help?
Yeah, well, you asked questions about the sound, you know, and everything, and you mentioned the cyberpunk connection, you know, that's actually, I can't say, I'm not sure if the first one someone has asked about the cyberpunk thing, but, you know, I was really happy to hear that question.
Oh,
so that, I would love more people to ask more about that.
Yeah, I would say that if you get a thought about what you read about us before, and you really have something specific like that gets stuck, then you can ask about it if it's just some small detail or something. And an inspiration, maybe inspiration both musically and visually, I would say, because I worked a lot with the visual teams, and that's very interesting to me, like everything we've done that you can see with your eyes. So I don't mind talking about that also.
Then I will grab that in the music video for I'll Give You Hell. You are, each and every one of you is positioned in I would say, looking at that video from the outside, you all look like you're positioned in a cyberspace hyper-reality. With holograms of technical things hanging around you, and which one of the special effects within that video do you find the most astonishing, the most eye-catching?
Well, you kind of get stuck at the eye that pops out. It's one thing I remember from it, but I like most the parts where it feels like we have flames around us, like the effect of this orange warmth, the flames around us when we just move around with our instrument, or me just jumping around. So I like that part when I can just swing my hair and be wild there.
I like the sparks, you know. It's a small thing, but I think it's cool to play in hell.
Yeah.
for a band called Artist, your debut music video is very fire themed, and there's also a song on the album called Fire. So how does this dichotomy of you being a very ice themed band and the theming of fire as a contrast point work within your artistic vision?
I think, as you said, it's about contrasts. Just like having pop with metal, you have fire and ice. And then, of course, we have Alva, which is fire and ice, you know. She's an emotional whirlwind, you know. So we have this interwoven in everything we do. So we are very much obsessed with fire, but also with ice.
Yeah, there's a fire side to me, and there's an ice side to me, and the ice side will show more later. We just happened to start with fire because it's like we want to come out with a boom first, and then we can show what we really are about. I think there will be a lot of ice.
So, if you guys out there want to know what the band Arctis is really about, just check the Napalm Records YouTube channel to watch the new music videos coming up. I will not ask which one. When do you throw out the next music video?
Mm-hmm.
It's a secret. Okay. Then soon,
though. Very, very, very soon. So you can, it might even be out when you are streaming this. I don't know when you will be.
So, you guys out there, check out the maybe already released Arctis music video. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. Take care of Björn and Alva. And also, most importantly, rock and roll.
Das war Pod of Rock, euer Podcast-Magazin rund um Metal, Rock und allem drumherum. Präsentiert von EMP. Und für Musik auf den Augen, werft doch einen akustisch formulierten Blick auf emp.de. Mit dem Code Pod of Rock erhaltet ihr satte Rabatte auf eure EMP-Bestellung und unterstützt so unseren Podcast.